The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Move on to the reaction in the markets to the release of the minutes of the Fed's December 11th and 12th meetings. Stocks selling off a bit, but bonds really taking it on the chin here. Ward McCarthy, chief financial economist at Jefferies & Co., joins us. Welcome, Ward.
Hello, Kathleen. How are you?
Well, Vonnie and I were just sort of looking at some of the notes people have been sending out, including yours, and you seem to be, your conclusion is the minutes are not as all-out dovish as you would have expected, given, you know, this decision to buy bonds and move to a target on the unemployment rate as your threshold for taking the key rate off zero. Yeah, I found it surprising, too, but there seems to be a little bit of debate over how concerned we should be.
Well, the thing is, they made two major changes at the FOMC meeting in December. One was, and the most significant change they made, was an open-ended QE that involved both treasuries and MBS. But when you read the minutes and they're having the discussions about these asset purchases, it says one participant commented that the best approach would be to continue purchases in both the treasury and MBS markets. So it looked like we had a consensus of one as far as this was concerned. Now, obviously, that was garnered more strength when came time to voting, but it didn't seem like that was a widespread view, at least going into this meeting. And the other thing is, I'm still very confused about what these thresholds mean. It's not at all clear what the difference between a quantitative and a qualitative threshold is, and regardless of any differences, what it actually signifies. So it kind of reminds me, frankly, of back in the 1980s when the Fed was targeting the monetary aggregates, and they routinely missed their targets on the aggregates, but rather than change policy, they changed the targets. So I think we're kind of in the same kind of mode right now. What these minutes tell me is that the Fed is just looking for maximum flexibility. But I think if other people read it the same way I do, I think it's going to add to volatility because the markets will be less accepting of especially sequential strong economic data.
Well, it certainly paints a very different picture than what we thought was QE infinity, doesn't it, Ward?
Well, yeah. It makes me, well, what it does for me is create some uncertainty about exactly what their intentions are as far as an unlimited QE is concerned. There were some people that didn't think they should do QE at all. There were some who thought they should just specify it as a 2013 event. The impression that I got from the policy statement in December was that it was something that would probably last at least well into 2014. Now, I'm not so sure.
So what does that mean for bonds?
Well, I think for financial markets in general, it probably will just mean more volatility because there will probably be less of a compelling conviction that the Fed's going to hold policy steady for 2 to 3 years based on the way these minutes read.
Ward, the 10-year is already at 1.90%. Does it stay above that now?
I'm sorry?
The 10-year yield is already 1.90%. Does it stay above that now?
Well, the Treasury rates have been extremely low for quite some time here primarily because of the Fed purchases. And I think that, you know, once the market settles down a little bit, I think you'll see buyers come back in because there's still a healthy search for yield. And we also have to keep in mind that we're not through with all of the governmental travails. We still have to deal with the debt ceiling, and we have to deal with a long-term budget deal, and we have to also come up with funding for the government beyond March 31st. So I think that right now you've got a really strong risk-on trade, which means that people are selling treasuries, but we'll probably see that reverse at least for a while in Q1.
Ward McCarthy summed it up so nicely. Thank you so very much for joining us, Chief Financial Economist at Jefferies & Co.
You can listen to The Hayes Advantage weekdays at 12:30 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.